Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD. Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how you doing today, man?
Dude, I am dead. I am 6 feet under. My life just sucks so badly. I wish somebody would just pull me out from the ground and wrap me around their shoulders and
Right? Well, obviously, yeah, and I would bury you in the sand a lot like they bury Bernie. In the movie that we're covering this week, the 1989 comedy film, Weekend at Bernie's.
Dude, you would bury me in the sand?
Why? You're leave that low? No, I mean, I'd leave your hands and stuff. I'd just pretend like you're still there. I'd put the glasses on you and build a sandcastle on your wiener, and there you go.
My wiener's a lot bigger than that.
Well, debatable. Before we jump into the episode here, give us a quick 5-star review over on Apple Podcast. That's going to help us grow this thing. And then make sure you hit that subscribe button as well. We're up on Spotify, Google Podcast, Castbox, and YouTube as well. And that's the best way for you guys to help support the show. JD, what's your first memory of watching Weekend at Bernie's?
Shoot, I really feel like this was a movie that I caught on USA.
Sure.
Up all night, maybe. Yep. 1992, 93, maybe. So many commercials in between watching the Yeah.
Yeah, I think USA is my memory as well. This is a movie that was on quite a bit, and you could watch, and it was always it's a fun movie to revisit. Now, I can tell you this. It's been minimum 25 years since I've watched this movie. I don't think I've seen this past 1994. So I am really excited about seeing how this holds up. Now, I'm also really nervous because I don't know that it's going to hold up. I'm a little worried. Do you think I should be?
No, I don't think you should be. I think you should be very excited.
Okay.
At how awesome this movie's going to be.
All right, well, good. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. Now, I will feel a little bit better after I watch the trailer here. So let's go ahead and fire that thing up, take a look, and see what we're working with here. So if you've got access, get on the YouTube, go ahead and type in Weekend at Bernie's trailer, and you'll be looking for the one titled Weekend at Bernie's trailer. It's got 1.3 million views on it, and it was uploaded by Free John Doe. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we can watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
Dude, I am dead and ready. I'm deady.
All right, grab your shades and let's take a watch. 3, 2, 1 click.
Don't you see? We just uncovered a $2 million error. We're going to be heroes. We're going up the corporate ladder.
It appears as if somebody's trying to defraud the company.
Somebody tried to smoke it past the wrong guy.
Very, very good work. How would you two like to come to my house at the beach?
Love to!
For Larry and Richard.
How are you?
This is a place to die for.
You have to kill them, Vito.
A little rusty. It'll come back to me.
What, should we just walk in?
But what they don't realize...
No, we'll stand out here all weekend. Come on, we're out again.
...is while they're checking in...
Forget the accident with the two guys. Take care of Lomax.
Bernie Lomax will be checking out.
Oh, my God!
What kind of a host invites you to his house for the weekend and dies on you?
I don't know.
Lomax told whoever he's talking to not to kill us if he's around, right?
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that.
Nobody else knows that.
Huh?
Oh!
Where's Bernie? It looks good enough.
will.
Hi, Bernie! Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
Oh, Bernie, you animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Hold the boat!
Got it? Hold the boat!
Vito, I'm telling you, Lomax is alive.
Maybe Paulie is rustier than we thought.
Ooh, Bernie, you're starting to peel. Gotta get you out of sun, huh?
Is that the killer?
How do I know, Richard? Should I stop and ask you?
No,
just drive. Serpentine. Do you hear something? What is that? It's just Bernie.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Are we doing it again today?
Oh, absolutely. You know we are.
Great. We'll see you later, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, ladies. We'll see you later. God, is this great or what?
Okay. JD, it started a little slow for me, but it picked up. What did you think of the trailer?
I couldn't be more excited. Everything. Audience, it's summer.
These are the perfect movies. It's exactly why we went with The Great Outdoors, Weekend at Bernie's. Like, we had to get some of these awesome summer movies in here.
It's mother effing summer. And if you've not had a boss that you had hoped would just...
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
I can't stop laughing and the more I laugh, the more I cough about this trailer.
Yeah, it's super funny. My boy cough like that since back in the day. Yeah, that's... It really picked up toward the end. 45 seconds in, I was like, oh no. Oh no, it's Judge Dredd. I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That was bad, though. It's in our archives, but it's bad. Now, let's dive into some numbers here. Let's talk about how the movie did at the box office. Came out July 7th, 1989, and distributed by Fox. Runtime of 97 minutes. Production budget of $15 million. Opened up number 8 at the box office with 4.5 million. And then in week 2, it would drop down to the number 9 spot, bringing in another 3.7, which brought their 10-day total to 12.9. JD, what are your thoughts on the first 10 days here?
Considering the fact that I'm still laughing at the trailer, yeah. I'm so proud that they made any money.
Now, do you think there's any type of schoolyard effect here?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't.
You would be incorrect, my friend.
No, the film bitch bastard
caught fire and would stay in the top 10 for 6 weeks on its way to grossing $45,875,171 domestically, another $5.6 million in international box office, which brought the worldwide total to $51,525,171. I would say that's a surprise. How about you?
Obviously, my drawers dropped to my ankles.
Okay. Well, we'll take a look at the top 10 list, and I think you'll understand why it took a couple weeks to catch on. Now, okay, so number one movie at the box office that week, Lethal Weapon 2. Number two, Batman. Number three, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Number four, Ghostbusters 2. Number five, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Number six, Dead Poets Society. Number seven, The Karate Kid. Part three, your favorite version.
Terry Silver.
Yep, Terry Silver. Number
Packard
eight,
Walsh.
Weekend at Bernie's. Number nine, Do the Right Thing. And number 10, Great Balls of Fire. Holy freaking crap. That is Murderer's Row.
Okay, you can't compete with any of that. Holy moly.
If I could go back in time, this would be a week where I'd go, let me just spend all day at the movie theater. I'm only coming out to piss and buy more candy. Because these movies are fantastic here. Do you have any standouts here? Because we've done quite a few of them on the show. Well, we've done a couple. There's going to be a lot more.
I would say, is there any that aren't standouts?
Great Balls of Fire, I would be the only one that I'm not like overly excited about, but that was number 10.
Yeah, but rub some Icy Hot on your testicles.
That's true. Yeah, you know, Shaq is the spokesman of Icy Hot. I bet he's got some big balls.
Nope. Don't want to engage in that conversation. Don't want to go there. Okay. It was so weird.
Long Dong Silver.
Nope. Not doing that.
Yep. Staying away from that one. Let's get into some of the critic and audience response for the film here. So we'll use Rotten Tomatoes and gauge the response. JD, how do you think they received Weekend at Bernie's?
I want to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to give a number.
Okay.
I'm going to just barf it out. All right. And then I'm going to justify it.
All right. Go for it.
Are you ready? 54. And I say 54 because I feel that the critics did not respond positively to this movie, but there were some that appreciated the summertime classic for what this was. It's an original story, and that was the school district that I went to in like sixth grade. So,
okay, I wish you could see my face when you said 54.
54.
You have gotten it correct. 54%.
No, 54.
Certified fresh. Actually, no, it's rotten. But the audience response, also a pretty lame 57. So it looks like it's kind of a mixed bag here. One person loved it, the next person didn't.
I just, if you either love it, you hate it, you either have had summer, you don't summer. It's like Great Outdoors.
Yep.
If you're not... don't want to kill your body. I don't know. I felt it in my bones. Thank you for sending me this picture of your face.
Yep. Yeah, when you got it right, I was just like, holy crap. I wanted to jump in and say something. But instead, I snapped a selfie for you.
Campanelli School District 54. I was there for sixth grade.
Very cool. Well, let's hear from a couple of the critics and see what they thought. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the film 1 out of 4 stars and said, Weekend at Bernie's makes 2 mistakes. 1, it gives us a joke that isn't funny. And 2, it expects the joke to carry an entire movie. Your thought?
Disagree. The joke is hilarious.
Yeah, I agree. I disagree as well. All right, and then Dwayne Burge of The Hollywood Reporter was more positive and said, Bernie's a good old knockdown slapstick with just the right dose of cruelty thrown in. I can't disagree.
I like that review. That's a solid review.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to most when we dive into our full episode of Weekend at Bernie's?
Watching that son of a bitch die and get ready for number 2, which is weird as hell.
Yeah, I can't even believe there's a number 2. Like, that's a real thing. I don't know how it's even possible.
Well, the premise, the premise to Weekend at Bernie's 2 is quite crazy.
They should have just called Weekend at Bernie's 2, just Weekend at Bernie's 2, the ATM machine. Because they were just after another payday. Clearly.
Plus zombies.
Yeah, plus zombies, yeah.
Now, best zombie movie ever.
It might be. Well, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, and YouTube. You can follow JD's blog at backintimepod.com, and you can follow us at backintimepod on Twitter, Instagram. We're up on Facebook. I'm at kautry29, and JD is at unjustjustin. And for now, we are out of time. It's time to get back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. We'll be back in a few days. See ya!
Chung chicka chung chicka chung chicka chung chung chung. We gonna Bernie. It's Bernie Man.